I have been an actor for pretty much all my life, and like a lot of actors, one of the first things that really inspired me to get into it was superheroes. You know, watching superhero movies, I mean, the first role that any actor plays is a Superman with a cape tied around his neck. And so I was very excited when my first professional acting opportunity, right as I was getting ready to graduate from college, was on an episode of House of Cards here in Baltimore, directed by Joel Schumacher. Now, if you don't know Joel Schumacher's name, you probably know his work. He did The Lost Boys, he did A Time to Kill, a bunch of other stuff, but he's probably best known for the amazing and gloriously cheesy mid-90s Batman movies. I'm talking about, you know, Batman and Robin, Batman Returns, you know, Dayglow costumes and bat nipples and Jim Carrey and Uma Thurman just hamming it up. I mean, they're not good movies, but they're great in their own way. So I was hired to be a extra on this episode of House of Cards that he was directing. And if you've never been an extra, it's not exactly glamorous work. You have to stand for long hours at a time. You're kind of herded around like cattle. And if you're lucky, you get fed pretty well, but you have to wait before the important people eat. I was lucky, though, that I got chosen to be what's called a featured extra, which is like a slight upgrade from being a background extra. They don't have to pay you anymore because you don't have lines, but you're at least kind of involved in the central action of the scene, and your face gets seen for, you know, less than a fleeting amount of time. So anyway, this particular episode of House of Cards was about protesters, and we were sort of the initial wave of protesters. And so the scene that we were in was sort of the initial wave of protesters showing up. And so there was a principal actor named Al who was kind of leading us, and we were filming right outside the Peabody. And the idea was a truck would pull up as we were marching down this alleyway. When we would come down this alleyway, truck would pull up, and there'd be a bunch of protest signs in the back of the truck. And so Al, the principal actor, would grab all the signs and start giving them out to us like he's kind of barking orders at us. So we do a couple takes of this. We do like a rehearsal take and a couple on film, and it's just not working. You know, we march down the alley and Al's grabbing the signs, but he's kind of fumbling with them. It's awkward. I just think they didn't anticipate how awkward it would be to have all these signs. So I see that there's kind of some frustration, and so naively I turn to one of my fellow background actors, and under my breath I kind of say, I don't know why he doesn't just hop in on the truck bed and hand him out from there as opposed to, you know, doing what he's doing now. And so Al comes back, and sure enough, that actor's like, hey Al, why don't you get up on the truck bed? And I was like, crap. And so Al says, what? And he points to me, like, it was his idea. And I was like, well, I just thought it would be easier for you and maybe it would look better if you hopped up on the truck bed, pulled the signs out, and handed them from there. And he says, yeah, that's a good idea. Let me go talk to Joel. So he goes and talks to Joel Schumacher. And he comes back and he says, yeah, Joel likes the idea, but I have to hit my mark over here. So he wants you to get up on the truck bed and hand out the signs to everybody. I was like, mortified. Like, one of the central rules that you learn as an actor is to kind of stay in your lane. You know, let directors direct and you act. But it's Joel Schumacher, you know. If he says jump, I say how high. So I do it. I march down that alleyway. I hop up on that truck bed like a union boss. And I'm just handing out signs like I own the place, right? So we do a few takes like that, and I guess Joel must have come to his senses and realized, like, okay, maybe I should have the principal actor be the one doing this, which I was kind of relieved, because I didn't want them to think I had sort of elbowed my way into being the focal point of this shot. So we switch it up, and Al says, okay, I'm going to be on the truck bed, but you're my right-hand man. So I'm going to hand you all the signs, and then you hand them out to everybody. So we do maybe one or two more takes of that, and then we're done. And no offense to Joel Schumacher, but if you look at the scene as it is, like, I kind of deserve an assistant director credit, because, like, it's I'm partially responsible for the staging of this shot. Anyway, no big deal. The best part of this story is the next day. This was like a 3 or 4 day shoot. And after we had the smaller protest scene, the next day was like, you know, like a bigger protest with like hundreds of people. And so we have like, you know, dozens of background extras lined up to be in this big protest scene. And Joel Schumacher comes walking down the line of actors, and he's saying hello to everybody. And he gets to me, and we make eye contact, and he gives me a little wave, and I wave back, and he keeps walking. But maybe 5 seconds later, I get a tap on my shoulder, and I turn, and it's Joel Schumacher. And he goes, were you the actor who stood up on that truck bed yesterday? And I said, yes, I was. And he said, you were great. And I said, gosh, Mr. Schumacher, thank you so much. This is my first time on a professional film set. I've been following your career since I was a kid, and it's just an honor to take direction from you. And he goes, oh, please, I'm just a kid who started in the costume department and got lucky. Follow your dreams, and you'll do great. And I was on cloud nine. I went and called my dad, and I was like, the director of Batman and Robin just told me to follow my dreams. And I thought about this story recently because Joel Schumacher sadly passed away. And I was thinking about why it impacted me so much. And the thing that struck me is that he didn't have to do that. You know, he didn't have to come and say hello to all the extras. He didn't have to take my idea and run with it, but Joel Schumacher never forgot where he came from, right? He started in the costume shop, and it seemed like he never lost sight of, at one point, he was where I was. He remembered what it was like to be on your first job and to follow a dream, and I'll never forget that kindness, that he took the time out of his day to stop and tell somebody that they were exactly where they needed to be and to keep going. So thank you, Joel, and Team Batnipple forever.